Seriously, who wouldn't feel compulsively creative living on a 100-acre forested mountain ledge overlooking the 4,000-acre Kings River Nature Preserve?
We wanted to be off the grid. We have solar electricity, composting toilets, and we use spring water for our needs. This is the chicken village.
And how many chickens do you have?
I have 15. Mm-hmm. 13. Mm-hmm. 13.
Valerie and her husband David moved to the Ozarks 40 years ago from the Kansas City area. They've raised 3 children, Emily, Kara, and Brooke, and now live with Peaches, a rescue lovebird, and Coco, the fox-like orphan dog. Valerie was born in Roswell, New Mexico, during the incident, as she refers to it, to a Strategic Air Command pilot father and housewife mom. She's a perfect remnant of the 60s, free-spirited, with long silver dreads cascading over her thin shoulders, her large pale eyes studying your every move, and occasionally the view.
I just love it. It's so freeing to the spirit to be surrounded by so much nature.
And her artist's touch is everywhere, stones and crystals stacked just so, decorated tree stumps, and lots of fencing made of woven cedar and grapevine that comprise her Fleeker gardens. Valerie loves to make up words.
A Fleeker is another word for creative thinking, working with what you've got, creating magic out of what you have.
Where's your spring? Is it?
Yes, yet? Let's go over here.
The springs west of the cabins, emerging from beneath a tall limestone bluff overhang, where Valerie has arranged a few sofas and chairs and a fire pit into a bluff dwelling.
I'm going to be getting ready for some visitors, and I'll be draping all of this with cloth and making it look civilized. We'll cook a salmon out here on this device I have poked into the crack in the bluff.
Below us, she's planted watercress, horsetail grass, and bog iris in the spring pool. It's 20 degrees cooler here. The sparkling spring water's piped to their Amish-built cedar log house. Next to it is her studio. Out on the porch is a huge Eureka Springs artery painting of colorful beets and cabbages, which she's titled Flying Peasant Food. Across from the main house is a discreet concrete structure decorated, of course, with pretty stones and rock crystal.
This is where we go to if there's a tornado, but usually, you know, where we...
Oh, it's your storm home.
Uh-huh. Storm home.
The cedar log main house is filled with collectible furniture and rugs. All the walls are decorated with lots of framed original artworks by famous illustrators. Valerie got her start illustrating for Hallmark cards in Kansas City.
Fortunately, Hallmark recruited me right before graduation, and so I went right into painting as a career, which was wonderful. I was there 5 years, but then it was really stifling just to be in a little cubicle every day, and when you wanted to be outside and part of the world. I don't know, it was too confining and stifling. So I left Hallmark on my 5th anniversary, and J.C. Hall gave me a little crystal fish because I used to help him with his aquarium, and we were kind of aquarium pals. And then Dave and I I freelanced for a while, but then Dave and I started a publishing company called Star Publications to create a series of high-quality children's books and teaching guides and related products.
Valerie wrote and illustrated all the books with watercolor, gouache, and airbrush on Strathmore board. The first titled Grindle Lampoon and the Procurnius Fleekers, which the LA Times lauded as a standard bearer for love, magic, and wisdom.
Yes, I created a Fleeker. It's an intelligent feathered bird creature. They're just little characters, and Grindle Lampoon was the creative Fleeker in this story. He was too poor to buy a costume and float, so he makes one from the things from the woods. He's inspired by nature. Nature is a major theme in all my children's books. Willow Mansifet and the Mug of Killawomps is the second book I created.
Willow Mansifet and the Mug of Killawomps.
Yes. Yes. Mug of Killawomps are the bad guys.
Oh.
See, nobody wants to be mugged, killed, or womped.
And so it's good, and it's a story of good and evil.
Yes, yes. There's a community that lives in peace and harmony and cooperation, and their life centers around the flame vine that gives glowing nectar and pollen. The light wings come at night to drink the glowing nectar and pollen, and their wings glow. And so this community has light, and this community is enlightened because of their harmonious ways, the way they share, their reverence for nature. But there's another community that lives in dark and confusion, and they do not have light. And they travel to Willoughby Land to kidnap the Light Wings. But the characters in Willoughby Land are so wise and evolved that not only do they rescue the Light Wings, but they help the Mug of Killawomps. I wanted to create a positive example for conflict. There are other ways besides might makes right.
She hopes to one day turn it into a children's play, likely staged in Eureka Springs. The illustrations glow as if lit from behind and are entirely from her imagination.
I use the books to teach, to inspire, to empower. Grinda Lamphun, the first book, encourages positive thinking, make the most of the least, and let your mind grow. And it was chosen to be in the Discovery Toys Book Club, so the second edition sold out, which was great.
One other book is titled Fire Ferret Town, used by Head Start programs around the country.
Fire Ferret Town teaches children how to save themselves from fire, how to smell for smoke, get out of the house, go to a meeting place that's already been established by the family, and then call for help. Those, you have to teach those basic things. And so I created a poem because children remember more through poetry than they do if it's not in poetry form. All my books are in poetry.
Altogether, she's published 6 books and teacher's guides. The books are still in print and can be ordered through Iris at Basin Park. Her newest project is Creatures of the Bluff Clan, a fanciful caricature of Eureka Springs.
And I like to take a very involved painting and put a lot of ideas and philosophies and thoughts in it. It's sort of like a flat book. Mm-hmm. So there's a procession of characters coming through the roots of a tree and zigzagging up the hill past the Eureka Springs little restaurant and peasant gourmet whim of the day, organic. And then we have the little dance band. Here's Opal. And here we are all dancing. And this is where the babies are being babysat. And then there's just little messages and images all throughout this.
Valerie Hubbard Damon also turns herself into a work of art via elaborate costumes and face painting, which may take up to 6 hours. Her loft is filled with colorful silks and satins. She occasionally appears in various parades and receptions in full regalia, but she's a ghost on the web. She has an aversion to computers, instead using clipboards to organize her days while relaxing on her bed in the solarium overlooking the Kings River Valley beneath a ficus tree hung with crystal ornaments next to Peach's cage. Okay, can you uncover Bird?
All right. You asked for it. All right, Peaches. Oh, honey. Yes. She wants to come out. You are a sweet girl.
Nearby on some shelves stand hybrid indigenous character dolls she's created and ceremonial water pots. You can also see some of her design work on fanciful wine bottle labels carried by Keels Creek Winery. And if you wish to get a dose of the artist's spirit, Valerie Hubbard Damon will teach a shaman doll making workshop in late July at the Eureka Springs School of the Arts. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.